Well, we kick off a week of interviews this morning with artists who will be appearing at the Park Point Art Fair this weekend. KUMD, the official radio station of the Park Point Art Fair. Anna Bailey joins us this morning in the studios. And the information that's available on some of the programs, of course, at this point, or some of the information you can find on the web is a little bit sketchy. They don't want to tell you everything. So to say Anna Bailey and then in parentheses Wood is to kind of be missing all kinds of cool stuff. Anna, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So you are a reclaimed wood artist, furniture maker, and a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
So did anybody mention that I was going to ask you to sing the entire interview?
Oh, goodness, no. I should have drank more coffee before I came.
Well, so this is your first time at the Park Point Art Fair.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and where the reclaimed wood thing came from.
Sure.
What a wonderful thing to do with wood.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, I actually kind of stumbled upon my craft, which is probably what a lot of creatives do. But I started making furniture about 3 years ago. I wanted to make some patio chairs for my deck, and we just didn't have enough money. So I looked online, I grabbed my tools, and I followed a plan, and I walked away, and I thought, I had no idea I could build furniture. I had no idea. I had always been a DIYer, so I was pretty good at using tools, but I had never tried to actually build anything. And as a busy mom of four, I walked away and I looked at the chair, and it was like glorious because I had finished a project and it stayed done and my kids couldn't ruin it. It was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did you grow up with a parent that was doing, you know, working with tools and stuff, and you were hanging out with them and helping?
Yeah.
And that kind of thing?
You know, I wish I could say that my parents were handy, but it's pretty much the opposite. Okay. I actually married into a very handy family. And so my husband has taught me how to use tools and has just given me the opportunity to stand alongside of him and learn how to make stuff.
Well, that's if you know, I'm just thinking about all the red-green quotes right now. About if women don't find you handsome, what is it? If women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy,
yes.
Something like that.
Well, that's what I did. Well, he's very handsome, too, so.
You both, really both, lucked out.
Yeah, both checked off the list.
So tell me about the reclaimed wood thing. I just
sure.
love the idea
yeah.
of reclaimed wood. Where do you get your wood?
I get it from a number of sources. This last batch, I just got an old deck, two old decks, actually. I also work with Duluth Timber Company, and they give me their leftover scraps. And so it works really well for them because they were planning on getting rid of them. So I come in and I pay them to take it off their hands, and they're happy, I'm happy. And this reclaimed batch from Duluth Timber Company is actually from an old Boeing plant in the state of Washington, which is so fun to me. And it's Douglas fir, it's beautiful, it's clean, it's ready for me to use. So that's actually my favorite batch I've been using lately.
I bet it smells marvelous
yeah.
when you cut into it.
Yeah, it is. I have to make sure to always have my respirator on, though, because I get, it's all reclaimed, and so you never know what's been in it. It's I bet the building is probably 800 years old, and so, yeah, I always try to wear my respirator and make sure I'm not catching any bugs. But
at this time of the year, can you work outside? I mean, as long as you're not staining or,
yes.
or varnishing, can you work outside?
Yes, that's what I used to do before I had a shop. And I used to work in my garage. I used to set everything up in my backyard and use my backyard as my workspace.
With the exception of sometimes the light can be, you know, a little bit harsh or whatever, it really is wonderful if you've got a screen patio or something
yes.
like that to be, it's like, look at me outside having,
yes.
you know, enjoying the day and,
yeah.
and getting something done.
Yes, definitely.
We were talking a few moments ago before we went on the air about how for some people, raw wood is they're really not comfortable with, especially weathered wood. And,
yeah.
and we were talking about, you know, I had mentioned my dad and how to many farmers and many people of a generation, raw wood, you know, or the wood showing through the paint means a sloppy
yes.
farmer, a sloppy,
yeah.
you know, caretaker. And
mm-hmm.
yet for some people, they really enjoy the wood. You must hear a lot of interesting comments when you're at a show and you're sitting on your little chair in the back of your tent, and nobody yeah. really knows you're there.
Yeah.
What do you hear people saying about your work?
I get a lot of people who walk by, and then they stop, and they stare from far off, which is always a good sign. And then they kind of back up, and they enter the booth, and they say, "Man, this smells amazing. I can't believe how great this smells." And most of the time, the feedback that I get is excellent, because they're realizing that that scrap wood pile in their backyard or that old barn at their parents' house has been turned into a treasure. And I'm even working on some commission pieces where people give me the lumber from their barn or from their deck, and I get to build them a piece to remind them where it came from. Most of the feedback is great, and what I'm doing is a little innovative, which is who I am at the core, and a lot of people have never seen anything like what I'm doing, which is always a great compliment to me, because I always want to do something that nobody else seems to be doing.
have that uniqueness about a piece where somebody says, "I've not seen anything like that before."
Yeah.
What's the most interesting or amusing comment that you've ever heard as you're quietly kind of eavesdropping and listening to people?
I hear a lot. I've made stump pieces. I don't know if you've seen that before, or my husband has helped me make them. And they sit off to the side in the booth, and people go by and they point, and they're like, "Oh, we're going to make that when we go home." And I hear that over and over. And I love encouraging other people to do their own thing, because I learned from another woman woodworker, and I watched what she was doing. And so if I can be an inspiration to another woman or man to make something out of that scrap that's in their yard, I'm excited about it. But as far as like hurtful comments, sometimes it's like, "Well, that you learned that in Boy Scouts, didn't you?" Looking at me, ha ha ha, like anybody can do it. And I know it's probably true. It's actually not that hard what I do. And so if somebody else wants to give it a go and make it happen, I am more than encouraging in it, and I'll be their biggest cheerleader.
But it is kind of interesting how someone would say that at, you know, an art fair.
Yes.
"Oh, I could do that. I can go home and do that," you know, and nobody ever says that to their neurosurgeon.
It's true, actually.
Anna, thanks so much for coming in this morning. What fun to talk with you. And well, you know, I know that in the theater, you say, if you're wishing an actor good luck, you say, "Break a leg." What do you say to a wood artist?
Oh, goodness.
Have a great show.
Yeah, let's have a great show.
Don't
Park
get any
Point.
Splinters.
Yes. yes. Keep the sawdust out of your eyes.
Keep the sawdust out of your eyes, Anna Bailey, and thanks for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Anna Bailey, our guest this morning, as we kick off a week of interviews with artists of the Park Point Art Fair right here on 103.3 KUMD.